We're going to go back to the Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amid Beis of the new Perek, and then from there we'll go to the Gemara for today's daf. So the Mishnah says like this, on the Mishnah of Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Kira is an oven. Now, before we say the Mishnah, just one word of introduction. We learned already that you're allowed to have the sprinkler. You can start the sprinkler before Shabbos, and it's going to sprinkle your lawn on Shabbos. And even though your kelim are doing on Malacha for you, nothing wrong with that. No problem. You can have any keli can do any malacha for you. You can have lights go on before Shabbos. And they're going to continue going on Shabbos. Not a problem. You can have a dye sitting in a vat before Shabbos, and it's dyeing the material on Shabbos. Not a problem. Except when it comes to food, since everybody's very busy with food and very, very interested in how food is cooking and how it's going to taste, the chacham made a gzeira, which is the subject of this Mishnah, that on certain parameters, you can't have food cooking on before Shabbos, because we're afraid you're going to come and meddle with the food. You're not going to cook on Shabbos. You're going to do other things. You're going to either ignite a fire or put out a fire. And because of those reasons, this Mishnah is here. So the Mishnah starts off like this. Kira. Kira is an oven. Basically, in the olden days, the oven was a box. And there was a fire inside the box, and it lit and it heated the element on top, and the pot was on top. No, very similar to today, not much different at all. And now, in order for a fire to light, it has to have fuel, right? Says the man, Kira, if you have an oven, shehesiku bekash. Ubigvava, and it was lit with kash is straw, and gvava is some kind of grass from the field. Nostin aleha tavshil. You can do whatever you want. You can cook on Shabbos. Why? Because kash and gvava burn out very, very fast. So there's nothing to meddle with. There's nothing to be busy with. Right? And therefore, you can light a fire with kash and gvava. And you can put food on it on before Shabbos. You can't put food on Shabbos because you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. But you can put food before Shabbos and let it sit there on Shabbos. There's no chashash. What's going to happen? You're going to come and meddle and tumble with the... You're not going to have nothing to tumble with. There's no fire. There's nothing to tumble with. We're never again going to discuss kash and gvava because nothing to talk about. However, the next line of the Mishnah is important. The gefes uva eitzim, if it's gefes or eitzim, which gefes is the psoles of oil or the psoles of Rashi says shumshamin, which is sesame seed, uva eitzim or wood, lo yitei. You can't put a pot on the fire, ad sheyigrof, until you sweep away the charcoal. Oh, or ad sheyitenesa of afer. Or you put afer on top of the charcoal to douse it. Basically, you're making it in such a way where you're not going to come to meddle with the fire. Now, the Gemara has a question. When it says the words lo yitain, what does that mean? Does that mean, by the way, lo yitain ad sheyigrof, o ad sheyitein as a afer? We're going to call that grufa, which means to sweep away, and kituma, which means to put out the fire of the fire. You douse it with afer. Okay? We're going to call that grufa and kituma. So it says, lo yitain, you can't put it on the fire until you have grufa and kituma. Now, what does it mean, lo yitain? The Gemara has a question, which starts yesterday, and it goes into today. Okay? And the question is, when it says lo yitain, does it mean you can't put it on the fire before Shabbos? Is that what it means? Or does it mean you can't return it to the fire before Shabbos? Hananya holds, what it means is you can't return it to the fire before Shabbos. I'm sorry, you can't return it to the fire on Shabbos, which means if you have food on your on your oven, on your stove, before Shabbos, it could sit there before Shabbos. It could sit there before Shabbos. It could sit there on Shabbos, even if it's not Gerufa and Ketumah. You hear that? I'll say it again, because I want to chat what I just said. If the Mishnah holds lo yitein means lo yachzir, that means that you're allowed to leave a pot of food on the fire before Shabbos and let it cook and better and better and better going into Shabbos, even if it's not Gerufa and Ketumah. As long as the food is cooked, Michael Ben Jerusai, which means it could be eaten in an emergency. Eaten on the run, eaten by robbers, right? Okay. If Loyitain means something else, if it means that you can't even put it on the fire without doing Gerufa and Ketumah, that's the Shita of the Chachamim. There's a machlokas between Hananya, who's extremely makel. Hananya holds, you're allowed to put food on the fire before Shabbos, as long as it's a little bit cooked, without Geruf and Ketumah. We've never seen a home, a Jewish home, that doesn't have Geruf and Ketumah. We never saw such a thing. Even though we all hold, believe it or not, we hold it Hananya. We'll get to that. But if you hold like the Chachamim, I'm sorry, if you hold like Hananya, what the words lo yitain mean, what it means is, lo yitain, what it means is you can't return food to the fire on Shabbos. If the food was on the fire from before Shabbos, if the food was on the fire from before Shabbos and you took it off, and now you want to return it to the fire, it has to have Geruf and Ketumah. Okay? If it doesn't hold that, if you don't hold like that, you hold the Chachamim, that means you can't even put food on the fire initially, before Shabbos. It's a gzera. The gzera is, you're going to meddle with the food. If you do Geruf and Ketumah, it's okay. Okay? That is the opening line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah hasn't finished. Then it says, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Chamin Avalo Tavshil. Only liquids, not food. Ubeitil Omrim Chamin Vintavshil. No, both. Beishamai Omrim Notlin. You can remove food from the fire. Avalo Machzirin. You can't return it. Ubeitil Omrim Af Machzirin. You can even return it. Now the Gemara says at the bottom of today's stuff, which we're not going to do, the Gemara says, well, obviously, the Mishnah is talking about Shehiyah, which means to leave it on the fire, because Beisham and Bethil already argue about returning it, so then the Mishnah would say the same thing twice. So obviously, the Mishnah does not hold like Hananya, and the Gemara, in turn to Lama Zayin Amid Aleph, and the Gemara says, no, it's a Chasuri Mechzera, and the Mishnah said more things. You know what? We're going to have to read that Gemara now. Look at the top line. The Chasuri Mechzera V'Hachi Ketani. It's a Chasuri Mechzera. And it's a very, very long, unusual Chasuri Mechzera. Here's how the Mishnah should read. Kira Shesikwa B'Kashu Gvava. If a Kira was lit up with Kash and Gvava, Machzirin Aleha Tavshil. You're allowed to return food to the fire. Why are you allowed to return food to the fire? Because since Kash and Gvava leave no mark, because they get burnt up right away, there is no fear you're going to meddle with the fire. However, the Gefetzuba ate him. If you're using other fuels, lo yachzir, you cannot return food to the fire, adjiya growth, until you sweep it away, or watch it as an afer, or you douse it with fire, or douse it with dust. Avalishos, but to leave food there from before Shabbos, mashin, you can certainly do that. Afal pi she'ein a garuf ve'ein a katum, even though there's no garuf and ketumah. Okay? Which is like the opinion of Hananya. This is all a chasur mechzer of the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah continues. Uma hein mashin, and what can you leave on the fire? Beishamei omrim chamin, avalo tavshil, uveshel omrim chamin v'tavshil. And the Mishnah continues. V'ha chazara de amrilah. And this chazara, lav devri hakoli, that according to everybody. Ela machlokas besham v'tilo. She beishamei omrim notlin v'lo machzirin, uveshel omrim af machzirin. So, with this chasura mechzera, the Mishnah can hold like Hananya. And Tav Tosfa says, What kind of funny chaser mechzer is that? We completely changed the whole Mishnah so much. And Tosfos says, Mishum dekayim v'lo kechananya, because we hold like Hananya. We hold like that. Kemo she'afarish be'ezras Hashem. Dachik l'ukme basnitin kavasei. So the Gemara goes out of its way to force the Mishnah to be like Hananya because we hold like him. And Rashi's going to say on him in base, I also think we hold like Hananya. And you know who else says that? The Shulchan Aruch. You'll never see a Jewish home that holds like Hananya, but everyone holds like him. Everyone holds like that. Again, that what's the halacha? If the food is fully cooked, not fully cooked, if it's partially cooked, if it's cooked to the level of Michael Ben Drusai, and you want to leave it on the fire before Shabbos, you don't need any Guf and Ketumah, which today, our blech is the equivalent of Guf and Ketumah. You don't need that, because we call it Hananya. Only if you want to return it to the fire, then you have to hold like Hananya. Then you have to hold of Guf and Ketumah. But if you just want to leave it on the fire from before Shabbos, you don't need Guf and Ketumah. That's how Hananya holds, and Rashi and Tosfos and everyone all Paschal and Hananya. All right, the Ramah has a Chumrah. Well, maybe we'll get to that not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. Now, we still don't know. We still don't have the question?
Yeah, Menachem.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't we have like a 3 weeks ago that if you put something absolutely raw right before Shabbos, that's okay because you're not going to come?
Yeah.
Right, so how's that?
That's right.
A little confused.
Because that is so raw that there's nothing to come tumble about. There's nothing to tumble. It's so raw, it needs to cook overnight. You're not going to tumble.
So why do we have a shear of Machab and Drusai? I don't get it. We have Machab and Drusai.
Because Hananya holds that once it's Michael Ben Drusai, you're no longer going to bother with it. It's good enough.
Or raw.
The Chacham Or raw, right. The Chacham argue on that. They say, no, we're going to get to today. It's very, very hard. It's not a hard daf today. It's just hard to figure out what all the shitas are. 1,000 shitas. Not hard. Not hard daf. So it's very, very confusing. So let's go a little further. No, we still haven't answered, does our Mishnah have to be Hananya or not? We didn't resolve that. Yeah, we had a chasur mechzer about that it could be. Does it have to be? So Tashma, let's try to bring a raya from the following statement of Rav. Amar of Chelbo, Amar of Chan, Bar Gurya, Amar Rav. Lo Shanu, this whole Mishnah was Ella Al-Gaba, only if it's going to be on top of the fire, on top of the oven. Avo Latocha, but to stick food inside the oven, which I guess they could have done also, Usser. That's Usser. That's a problem. Now, if the Mishnah is talking about Chazara, Hainu Dishani, Bein Tocha, Agaba, that's why there's a difference between on top and inside. Why? Because again, we're talking about if it's Shihia and there's no Grufa and Ketuma, right? If it's Shihia and there's no Grufa and Ketuma, then you cannot put food inside the oven because that would be a problem of Hatmana. You can't put food in a place where the heat increases. And if you're putting it mamish, like on a barbecue, on the fire, that's a problem. And
I think the problem with putting inside, if there's no Shihia or Grufa, is that it teaches directly the coals. So that is a problem. And if it teaches...
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's a problem of matmin. It's matmin mamish b'gachalim. It's okay. Being matmin, right. Which means it's cooking. It's fine. But if the Mishnah is talking about just leaving it there, mali tocha mali agaba. What's the difference? If it's on top, or if it's in the middle, on the afternoon, what's the difference? On the Friday afternoon, what's the difference? So it must be the Mishnah is talking about Chazara. So the Gemara answers, Mi sabarta Rav Chelbo aresha koi? You think Rav Chelbo is talking about the resha? No. Asefa koi. He was talking about the Seifa of the Mishnah. What does the Seifa of the Mishnah say? The same for the Mishnah, Beis Hillel Omer Af Machzirin. Beis Hillel said you could return it. The Omer of Chelbo, Omer of Chamer, not so fair. Lo Shano El Al Gaba. That's only true on top. Avol Tocha Usser. But inside, it's a problem. So again, we don't have an answer how we hold. Try one more time. Tashma. This is long. Beis Kiros Hamas Imios. If you have two ovens side by side. Achaz Gurufu Ketuma. One is Garuf Vikatum. The achas she'ena grufa, the ena ketura, ketuma. and the other one's not gar v'katam. So mashin al gabe grufa uketuma, you can let the food rest on the one that's not, right? I'm sorry, on the one that is. The ain mashin al she'ain a grufa v'ain a ketuma, and you cannot let the food rest on the one that's not. And by the way, umahein mashin, and what can you let rest? Beishame omrim oklum. Beisham, I said, nothing. That goes against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said, Beisham held you could let water. Ubeitil omrim chamin abalo tavshil. Chamin and not tavshil. That also goes against our Mishnah. Okar, if you remove food from the fire, divrei hakol lo yachzir. Everybody holds, you can't return it. Divrei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir Shita. Now, if the Mishnah is talking about Chazara, Reb Meir can't be the author of our Mishnah because he completely has different versions of Beishami and Beitel. Our Mishnah didn't say those things at all. So the Mishnah cannot be Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda says, Beishami Omrim Chamin Avalo Tavshil. So far it sounds good. Ubeitel Omrim Chamin Vitavshil. So far it sounds good. Beishami Omrim Notlin Avalo Machzirin. Notlin, yes, but you can't return it. So far, it sounds like our Mishnah. Ubeitel omen af machzirin. You can even return food to the fire. It's exactly what our Mishnah said. Says the Gemara. I amrit bishlam alishos tanan. If the Mishnah is talking about l'shihia, masnis and mani Rabbi Yehudahi. And our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda jive 100% the same. El I amrit lahavzir tanan. But if we're talking about chazara, masnis and mani. There's no author of our Mishnah. Lo Rav Yehuda v'lo Rav Meir. It can't be either of them. E Rav Meir, Kasha l'Beishamai b'chada, u'l'Beishel b'tarti. If it's Rav Meir, then according to Rav Meir, Beishamai doesn't make sense on one point, because according to Rav Meir, Beishamai said nothing, and Beishamai said nothing, but our Mishnah said Beishamai said water, And Beit Hillel is the Kasha twice. Why is the Kasha twice? Because it's on both, on Shia and Chazara. Because according to Reb Meir, Beit Hillel didn't allow only water. And in our Mishnah, he allowed both. Right? And the Chazara is also a Kasha. Because Reb Meir, he said, you're not allowed to return it at all. And according to the Mishnah, he did say you're allowed to return it, as long as it's Gruvan Ketuma. So how are we going to read this Mishnah? So the Gemara says, maybe it's really Chazara. The Tana Didon and our Tana Sabar Le Rabbi Yehuda Bechada. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one point. Upala Le Bechada, and he argues with him in one point. Sabar Le Rabbi Yehuda Bechada Bechamin Vitavshil Ma'ulam Machzirin. But he holds he could do all that. Upala Le Bechada, but he argues him in one point. Ilu Tana Didon Sabar Lishos Afal Pishyana Gar Fakatam. Our Mishnah holds you could do Shehia even without Guf and Ketuma. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Belishos, Nami, Garfakatim in, Ilolo. And Vashihiyah, only if it's Garfakatim yes, and not. And therefore, we don't have a raya who the author of our Mishnah is, and we're never going to resolve this question. We're going to move on now to other things, and we never resolve the question if the Mishnah goes like Hananya, that's talking about Chazara, and Shehiyah, you don't need anything, as long as it's partially cooked, or the Mishnah is going to the Chachamim, and you require Guf and Ketuma even for Shehiya. That question is not resolved. Now we're going to move on to other things. Again, Tosfos and Rashi both hold like Hananya. Shulchan Aruch also holds like Hananya, which is a very makel shita. You won't see a Jewish home holding like Hananya b'zman hazeh, not that I know of. You won't see such a thing. Right? Again, according to Hananya, the only reason you require Gruf and Ketuma is for Chazara. What does Chazara mean? So that means you can take something out of the refrigerator and put it back on the stove on Shabbos? That's not what it means. Mm. Well, in the next 2 days, we're going to talk about the parameters of Chazara. Quite complicated what Chazara actually means. Not what you think it means. It doesn't mean to return it to the fire. That's not what it means. But we'll get to that when we get to that.
Menachem,
yeah.
Menachem.
Yeah.
I was shahiyah different than hatmana, because hatmana is insulation. What's the difference?
Hatmana is insulation. I didn't want to go there.
Because you mentioned it. That's why, yes, you mentioned it. Yeah.
So if you go back to the Mishnah, and you look at Rashi says, Ad Shiya Grof. Right, you see the Rashi there, Ad Shiya Grof?
Yeah.
What does it mean, Ad Shiya Grof? It's that you sweep away. Rashi says, Hagacholim, sweep away the coals, Mishum Demosif Hevel, because it increases heat. The time of Parshina, Paparakdila El, Shem Yechadze Bigacholim. So maybe you'll touch the coals. Why does Rashi add Mosif Hevel? That's a Hatmana issue.
Yeah.
But what Hatmana means is you're not allowed to insulate food in a place where it's going to increase the heat, even if it's not cooking. It's just increasing the heat, not cooking. You're still not allowed to do that on Erev Shabbos because there's a gzera of Hatmana. The gzera is you might come to cook. So there's an unrelated gzera. Unrelated. Okay, now let's go on to, there's a whole parak, the next parak, the fourth parak is a parak called parak Bametonim. A whole parak about this. Now, Iboilahu, the Gemara has the following question. Mahu lismoch ba? What about putting a pot next to an oven? Can I do that? We try to do it all the time. I did it on Yom Tov. I had a frozen frozen creamer for coffee, and I wanted it to unfreeze. So I want to put it next to the stove, which is hot, so it'll unfreeze faster. So mahu lismoch ba? Can I do that? Can I put food next to a fire? Not on the fire, but next to it. So tocha v'gaba usher. Inside, on top, that's usher. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Avolis mokba shapra dummy. Can I do that? Odilma loshna. Or maybe no, it's the exact same thing. You can't do that. So toshma. So we've said this already. Shtei kiros hamas imios. You have two ovens next to each other. Achas gruf of a ketuma. One is garf a katum. Achas she'ena gruf of a ketuma. Achas she'ena gruf of ketuma. The other one's not swept away. There's no gruf of ketuma. Mashin al gabe gruf of a ketuma. You can let it rest on the one that's swept away. Afal gaf te kasolik lehav lama yidach. Even though it's going to get fire from the next door oven. Because the next door oven, you didn't do gruf of ketuma. So pot A on stove A is getting heated up from fire B. So what do you see? It's not a problem. You could do that. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma may be shiny husband. There it's different. You give him the medallia, shalit be'avira. Because since you put your pot, since either the grufa or your pot's on top of the oven, you have made the heat less impressive, less special, less facilitating any touching it, and therefore that's why it's mutter. But there's no raya what you could do with a next door pot without this issue. Only because of this problem, that's why it's mutter. Okay. Tashma. What?
Art Scroll says it ventilated. That's the way Art Scroll explains it. Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Well, it's just that.
Tashma.
Okay, go on.
The point is, this is not a classic case of putting a fire next to a stove. Since the stove, the two stoves, stove A and stove B, one of them is Ruf and Ketuma, and the other one's not, that's why it's mutter. But if it would be a regular stove, maybe it wouldn't be mutter. So we don't have an answer to that question.
Right.
Toshma, Dumber of Safra, Amr of Chia. Katma, let's say you did Ketuma. You doused the fire. Vinislavsa, but it somehow reawakened the fire. The fire came back. Somkinla, you can put food next to it. Umekaimin aleha, you didn't put food on top of it. Ubenotlin mimena, you can take food off the fire. Umachzirinla, you can return food. Shmamina, what do you see from here? What does it say? It says, Lismoknami, katma in, lo katma lo. Only if it has ketuma. And if not. But the reason why if it relights itself, we don't care, is because we don't care. Once you did ketuma, you're good to go. The fire relit itself, Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. We don't care about that. Okay?
Because you didn't Is that because you didn't do it? It happens automatically?
Correct. You did your job. You did ketumah. Once you did ketumah, you're good to go. The fire relit itself? Not our problem. But that's not what we want to get out of this. What we want to get out of this is that the smicha, if it's next to the fire, as long as it's roof and ketumah, it's good. Mm-hmm. And you see from here that smicha is okay. All the time back, but according to that, no one may man a diktani, katma in, lo katma lo. And what if you didn't do, what if you didn't do ketumah? And you can't remove the pot from the fire? What is there that? I want to remove a pot. Why can't I remove a pot? It doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, you're right. It said Nolan for no reason. Elotana Nolan Mishamach Zirin. It said Nolan for no reason. Of course I can take food off the fire. I'm not bigger in that. There's no Isser in that. Taking food off a fire? What's the problem? Of course I could do that. Tana Nolan Mishamach Zirin. It just said Nolan because it said Machzirin. It's parallel. So it said somchin because of mekaimin. You want to leave it there? You want to leave it there? You want to put want to be smicha? You can put it next to it, but it said it for no reason, and that makes no sense because hachi hashta. How can you compare the two cases? Hasam notlin amakzir and bechad makamu. It says notlin. No, the no doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? I need a gemara to tell me that I can take food off a fire on Shabbos? I don't need a gemara for that. It's obvious. Why does it say Nolan? To be parallel with Machzirin. Because it's in the same spot. It's on the fire. I'm taking it off. I'm putting it back. However, Tana Nolan Mishra Machzirin. Ela Somchid Bechad Makavu, Mekayim Bechad Makavu. But Smicha and Mekayimin are in two different places. Mekayimin is on the stove, and Smicha is next to the stove. They're two different things. So there's no way that you can tell me you just wrote it for parallel. Doesn't make sense. Two different places. What's the bottom one? Tashma. Kira shesiku begefes uve eitzim. A kira that was lit up with gefes or eitzim or wood. Tomkinla. You're allowed to do smicha. The ain mekaimin. But you can't keep it on the fire. Ela imkein grufa uketuma. Unless you did grufa and ketuma. And what do you see from here? You're allowed to put food next to a fire that does not have grufa and ketuma. One more line. Gachalim sha'amamu. If coals are starting to go out, Oshinasan Alan Oros shall pish tandaka, or you put on some kind of flax to douse it, Harei ki ketuma, it's like ketuma. So we did Amud Aleph. Like I said, it's not hard, we can all read the words, just the concepts are a little difficult, and how to get halacha lemaita out of this is difficult, right? That's a challenge. But per se, not so difficult. Okay. Now, more things. Amr of Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, Amr of Oshia. Katma, he did Ketuma. He went to Daf Yomi, he did Ketuma like a good boy. Then Vahuvara, and it relit itself. Right? Mashin Alea Chamin Shehuchmu Kol Tzarchan. You're allowed to put Chamin, water, that Huchmu Kol Tzarchan, it's fully cooked. V'tav Shil Shabishal Kol Tzarchan. And food that's fully cooked. Why are you allowed to do that? Because again, once you do ketuma, we don't care that it relit itself. You did your job, you're good to go. Shmamina, we see from here that mitstamek v'yafalo is mutter. Mitstamek v'yafalo means that the food gets more geshmak the more it stays on the fire. Many foods are like that. I would say most foods are like that. Water is not like that. The more water stays on the fire, it's going to burn out, right? But chold is like that. The more it stays on, the more geshmak it gets. So what did we just say? He said that if you did ketuma and then it relit, go right ahead and put the food back on. Why? Because he did ketuma. So we always said, once you do ketuma, your job is done. It's getting more geshmak. So what? So you see from here that mitstamek v'yafalo is mutter. That's a big chiddush. The reason why it's a big chiddush is because the whole reason we made up this gzeira was because they don't want you meddling with food. But if it's stomach v'yafalo, then well, of course he's still going to meddle. Of course he's still going to meddle. So we've introduced now a new factor into the problem. So we said that if the food's a little bit cooked, Kamachal ben Drusai, then you're no longer going to meddle because it's good enough. Yeah, but what if it gets more better, it gets more geschmack, better tasting, and the more it stays on the fire? So you have every incentive in the world to still be busy with it. So it's still good? That's a very big chiddush. So the Gemara says, shiny hacha to katma. Yes, because he did ketuma. So ihachi ma'ila memra. Then what are you telling me? You didn't tell me anything new. So the Gemara says, no. Huvara itrichalei. The chiddush is huvara. That it relit. Now the tema, I would have thought, given the huvara. That once it relit, it goes back to its old version of being a fire. Kamash balan. We don't say that. Once it's kutma, once you do groof and ketuma, the groof and ketuma lasts no matter what's going on down there in the fire. Doesn't make a difference. Once you do groof and ketuma, you're good to go. And even if it's mistamik viafalo, even if it gets better, you can still leave the fire there. You can still leave the food there because we assume you're not going to meddle with the fire. Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now the same thing again. Katma, you did ketuma, v'hovara, and the fire relit itself. Mashin alecham and shurich mukal tarcho. You can leave water there. The tashin shabush mukal tarcho, and you can leave food there. The field of the chalam shall roast him, even if it's super hot coals. That's what I mean. Super hot coals. Shema mina, mitzav gevul mutter. So mitzav gevul is mutter. We give the same answer. Shani hacha de katma. No. You already did ketuma. It relit itself. That's not your problem. Ihachi ma'ila mem. What's the chiddush? Over itzrichalei. No, the chiddush is it relit itself. Tahainu hach. We just said that. So gechalim shal rosem itzrichalei. No, the chiddush is even super hot cold, which you might have a chashash that it's going to be it's a problem because it's such hot cold. Not a problem at all. You did ketuma. You're good to go. Okay. Next. Amr of Sheshes, Amr of Yochanan. Kira, you have an oven. Shehesiku begefetu ve'etim. If it's cooked, if it's lit up, the fuel was gefes or etim, as we started off. Those are a problem, because those, the fuel lasts for a long time, and there's a chashash, you're going to come to tumul. Therefore, you have to have, well, according to Hanan, you have to have nothing. It just has to be partially cooked. And according to the Chachamim, you have to do grufe ketumah. So, you can leave water there that's not fully cooked. And you can leave food there that's not fully cooked. That, by the way, is the shita of Hananya. Rav Sheshet is paskening like Hananya. Right? Akar, if you took the food off the fire, now, lo yachzir, you cannot return the food, achi yagrov, oh, achi din eker, until you do gruf and ketuma. Kasavar, he holds that our Mishnah was clearly lahazir. Avalishos, but to leave the food on the fire from before Shabbat, mashin, no problem. Afal pi she'ena gar ve'ena kutum, even though there's no group and ketuma. Amar Rava, Rava says back to Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes, you just said nothing. Tarvayo tinani. We learned both of these halachas already. You know that, Rav Sheshes? You don't realize, Rav Sheshes, you didn't say anything I didn't know. These are both halachas I know already. How so? Lishos Tanina. We learned that already. It says, this is on Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis. Ein nosten es hapas b'sochatan or ibchashecha. You're not allowed to put bread into an oven as Shabbos is arriving. V'lo charara agabi l'acholim. You can't put cookies on top of a fire either. El kadesh yikru paneha. Unless it's already starting to form a crust, meaning it's partially cooked. Now, the diuk is hakarmu paneha shari, but once it's already at that stage, it's totally mutter. So Rav Sheshes, what'd you tell me? I didn't know. What'd you tell me? I knew that already. It's old news, Rav Sheshes. It's old news. L'havzinamitanina. Lahav is also old news. That's our Mishnah. Beis Hillel Omrim Ach Machzirin. You can even return. Bad Kan Lo Kashor Beis Hillel Ella Begrufa Ketuma. And Beis Hillel only allowed it if you do Grufa Ketuma. Av Vishen or Grufa Ketuma Lo. So what Rav Sheshes did? The Gemara said the answer is nothing. Rav Sheshes Nami Diyuka Dimasnison Kamash Malan. Rav Sheshet just derived it from the Mishnah on Daf Yutet. Because the Mishnah on Daf Yutet, all it said was that once the bread starts to crust, then you can leave it there. Right? Look at Rashi. Rav Sheshet na medukat demasizah kamashlan. Mishum delom masni lo behedya. It doesn't say in that Mishnah straight out, hakarmu shari. It doesn't say that once it's that stage, it's mutter to leave it there. So if Sheshet came along and said, it's obvious. But you know what? Maybe it's not so obvious. I'm going to say it. And that's his chiddush. Now Rashi says, V'anan and us, Dimashkinon kidera agabe kira she'ena grufa, we leave food on fires without a blech, without grufa, without ketumah, Adachananya samchinon. We hold like Hananya. Howel, Vitanan, Stam, Masnis, and Kavasei. It's a Stam Mishnah like Hananya. Which Stam Mishnah? The one about the bread on Daf Yutes. Because Amar HaKar Mushari. And we make a diuk that if it's a fully breaded, if the bread is starting to crust, meaning it's already edible enough, Shari, it's Mutter. V'af Adaf Tilo Bishal Kol Tarko. Even if it's not fully cooked. That's what Rashi says. The Amr of Sheshes, Mishmeid of Yochran, Kavasei de Masnis and Perkei Mishu Chazaru, right? And he said, and that's how, and we all like that. Then Rashi ends off, V'chol Hane Amaroi de Osri, any Amora out there that says there's a problem, Tavri Masnis and Lashostanan, doesn't hold like Hananya, and therefore you have to have Bufa Ketumah, even on Shehiyah. Says Rashi, we, that don't put blechs on, hold like Hananya. Which is fascinating. Okay?
Menachem.
A little more?
Menachem.
Yeah.
This is the part that I get confused about. There's all these shitas. Three people, they are arguing on what Beit Shammai says and what Beit Hillel says. Now, how can this be an argument? If Beit Shammai said something and it's passed over for the next people, how would they be arguing with what did they say? Three different shitas arguing, what did they say?
No one's really arguing what they said. They only argue what the halacha is. No one's arguing what they said. They only argue what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah's unclear. The Mishnah had two words. It said lo yitain. What does it mean, lo yitain? Does it mean you can't leave it there from before Shabbos? Or does it mean you can't return it to on Shabbos? And Rashi and Tosfos both hold it means you can't return it on Shabbos. But to leave it there from before Shabbos, not a problem. Even if there's no blech. You just need one requirement. The one requirement is it has to be at least raw, at least edible, Michael Ben Drusoy. Once you have that requirement, not a problem. There's a lot of shitas because not everyone holds like that. There's another shita. There's a chachanu who argue on that, right? And Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, they made it more complicated with hot water and food, but you know, break it down, it's not that complicated. So unfortunately, if we were together at shul, you could make a chart. And if you chart it out, it's not so crazy.
Arshkron, right? Have a chart. There's a chart on Arshkron, 3783.
And it doesn't help the chart.
Well, it does help, but what you see in the chart is that there's three people, Rabbi Yehuda and Hananya, and each of them arguing what Beit Shammai's Beit Hillel says about Shehiyah and Chazara.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Okay, like I said, there's a lot of shitas. It is what it is. It's a complicated. I said it's not hard. It's just complicated, confusing. But there's more. We're not done. Tomorrow's even worse. After tomorrow, it gets better because then it gets more on specific topics. So it gets better. Tomorrow's very hard. Amar of Shul by Yehuda, Amar of Yochanan. Kira shesiku begefes uveitim. Again, a kira that you lit up with gefes or eitim, which are the problem fuels. Nashin alei atav shel shabishal kotzorko. Here it has to be fully cooked. Even if it's mistamek viyafalo, even if it's going to get more gishmak as time goes on. Rav and Shmuel both said that if it's mistamek viyafalo, it's a problem. Didn't I know that? Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, mistamek viyafalo aser, ki kamina lach, Rav Yochanan kamina. I was talking in the world of Rabbi Yochanan. He held Mitzvah Viyafalo is mutter. Fine. Amalei Rav Ukva Mimeshan L'Ravashi. Atan you Demekraviso Larabu Shmuel of the Karabu Shmuel. You live near Rabbi Shmuel, you hold like him. And not us, Nevin Trib Yochanan, we don't like Rabbi Yochanan. Fine. A little more. Amar of Le Rabbi of Yosef, Malu Lishos. What's the story with Shehiya? Amale, Harav Yehuda, Mashi Leva Achil. Rabbi Yehuda used to do Shehiya. He did it. Amale, Barmine, don't bring a riot from him. To Rabbi Yehuda, from him. Kivin de Mitsukanhu, he was a sick person. I feel a Bishabas Nami Sharil Mevedle. Levedly. Even on Shabbos, he could cook food. The guy was on his deathbed. Leave a lachmai. What do I mean you? What are regular people? Amalei, the Surah Mashi. In Surah, it was good. They did it. The Har of Nachman by Yitzchak Mori Du'uv Dahavi. He was very, very meticulous. Everything he did. And Umashi Lei, the Achel. He let you do it. He did it. No problem. Now, a new factor. Amar Mashi. Kamina Kamedra Ravuna. I was at Ravuna's house. Vishon Lei Kasa Daharsana. And he had kasa daharsana, machlokas what it is, some kind of fish. It's some kind of like salted fish, fish cooked in oil. Ba'achal, and it was shihiyah, it was on the fire. But lo yadana, but I don't know. Imashon de katsavar mitzavar gafalo mutter. Did he hold that mitzavar gafalo was mutter? Imashon de kivin de ispe mecha mitzavar varalohu. Or since it also had some flour, and flour is mitzavar varalo, that's why he left it on the fire. I don't know the reason. Amr of Nachman, Mitzamek, Viafel of Usser, Mitzamek, Vahal of Mutter. Call the milk, here's the rule. Call the Isle Mecha, if it has a flower, Mitzamek, Vahal. It's always considered Mitzamek, Vahal. Labar Mitavshel, the lift up, except if it has a cooked dish of a lefet, some kind of vegetable. Tafagab, the Isle Mecha, even if it has flour, Mitzamek, Viafel of who? It's considered Mitzamek, Viafel of. Hanimil, the Isle Mecha, it's only if it has meat. Avalasle, Mitzamek, Vahal.